Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Absolutely, and he is marooned up in the northern parts of the state. We talked about the part. He sent me a picture, man. There was some bad snow up there. He's going to keep up with the basketball going on around the area, but he won't get the chance to get out and see much today.
Doing it from his
Kyle
basement.
Sandy Spiel, joining us here on the WadeFort.com hotline. Kyle, good morning to you.
Morning, Kyle.
Good morning, you guys. How's the snowstorm down in the ATL? What am I missing?
Well, nothing out here in West Cobb. Mr. Crenshaw got some up in his area.
Man.
Garrett said nothing really much in Midtown. So you're the gold standard as far as that. When did it start and how much snow did you get? Now, you're up in Hall, is it Hall County or where are you at? What county are you in?
Rabun County, a little further north than Hall County, actually. Yeah, we're way up here in the mountains in Clayton, Georgia. And yeah, we got about, I think I saw like maybe 6 or 7 inches started snowing. What, right before midnight, heading into Sunday, and it's a wintry wonderland. I just peek my head out the window right now, and yeah, that snow is still there. It's not going away anytime soon.
So, but this is a big day for high school basketball. Cal, you're usually all over the place on King Holiday Monday. Doesn't seem like you're going to get very far today.
No, not today, but trust me, I have my laptop here, so I'll be keeping up to date with everything going on. There are a couple pretty big events, but I do know that some teams are being hindered with their travel already. I know the Holy Innocents event, they've been beating up and swapping teams left and right with COVID or with the travel challenges, but the show must go on over there at Holy Innocents. I know Chapel Hill has a big event going on, Campbell doing the same, so a lot of good basketball going on. I won't be able to be out there in person, but I will be out there in spirit. Don't you worry.
Yeah, but don't you get to do things a little bit differently and maybe be more thorough with your writing since you're not there? You get it's like the player who's injured and sits on the bench for a couple weeks. He gets to see the game from a different angle. Maybe this will be something that's beneficial to you long term, having to sit this day out as far as physically being there. But maybe some of your other qualities that you don't normally tap into, you will today.
Yes, of course. I get to really dive deep into the stats and see what's going on. And another thing is health. You know, I'm a little under the weather right now. I got a little bit of a cold. So maybe it is good for me to stay home. Got to be rejuvenated. Got to be strong for the home stretch. We're deep into region play. Region tournament play is going to start in a few weeks. So I want to be peaking at the right time. Just like a head coach wants their team to be playing their best ball going into February and March, I want to be doing my best riding going into February and March.
There we go. That's the plan. That sounds like the plan to me, Greg. So we'll be spending some time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Kyle Sandy. He is social.
There you go.
And you can find him on Twitter at KyleSandy355 or at Sandy Spiel for the latest on high school basketball, boys and girls. I see you have your top 10, your new top 10. Is out. Any changes in that top 10? I see a lot of the same characters. And tell me about this Osborne team. They got a big win this week. They're still undefeated, right?
Yeah, Osborne is still undefeated. They rallied to take down Sandy Creek, who was number one in Class 3A last week. Osborne's tough. Osborne is tough. I saw them a lot at my fall league this year. Zaka Littleton going to App State is a very good three-point shooter, good perimeter player. But Chris Carroll, a senior, 6'6" forward, real strong physical inside-out presence. He has really come on strong his senior season. He's really led them from the interior, but they just have a lot of pieces, a lot of good young players, some athletic wings that can shoot the ball on the perimeter, and they get after you with that press. So Osborne, they moved up to number three. And then what everyone was looking at in Class 7A, Newton, who we had number one, they're still number one, but people are asking, why is Newton number one? They got beat 80-59 by number two Pebblebrook. How are they still number one? Well, the Rams are still number one because they were playing without Stephon Castle, who's going to UConn, Ja'Kai Newton going to Indiana, Mayo K. Grant, a 6'8" center, and MJ Whitlock as well. So when you have pretty much four guys, three or four of those guys, all starters, and you're not playing against the number two ranked team in the state, that is nothing more than an asterisk game. But Pebblebrook is very, very good. Pebblebrook beat three ranked teams in the top 10 last week. But I just can't put them ahead of Newton yet when they beat Newton, when Newton really had nobody on that roster healthy to play. So keep an eye on that. Newton, I still have them number one, but Pebblebrook is you know, exceptionally good as anybody in the state right now.
Well, listen, now, Kyle.
Greg's got something for you, but I know one of those teams that Pebblebrook beat this week was McEachern, and I'm sure the gym was packed for that game, right? Those schools are not that far apart.
No, yeah, McEachern's playing great basketball, and the fact that, you know, McEachern did lose, but at 85-74, and McEachern's a young team as far as some of the guards in the backcourt. I know Braden Sparks is a senior, and he's done a great job, but Reese Cotton is a freshman. They have some length inside. A lot of those guys are, you know, underclassmen or juniors, and then, you know, MJ Jacobs on the perimeter as a senior, but that McEachern team, they have really surpassed expectations as far as what you might have expected. Now, they added some people in the middle of the season. Ace Bailey transferred in from Tennessee, so it always helps when you add in a 6'8 wing in the middle of the season. So that gives them even more firepower for the home stretch here. But McEachern, they've done a great job of competing with the best teams in the state, and they are a true state title contender.
Well, before we go into my question, SOLM, I'm just now doing the acronym now, Sam, instead of just yelling out, shout out, Lost Mountain. I just, S-O-L-M.
Okay, there we go.
Getting back to the teams you were talking about in 6A, and Sam was asking you about Osborne. You got a little explaining to do, just like you did with Newton, because I'm seeing Osborne and Shiloh undefeated, but yet you got a Wheeler team with three losses above them. Okay, Lucy, explain that one.
Yeah, that's right. So Wheeler, of course, two-time defending state champion. They've played a very difficult schedule. Now, one of Wheeler's losses, you know, they were playing out of state, so they lost to one of these juggernaut schools, I think Duncanville, Texas, which is a nationally ranked program. So you're talking about a team that's nationally ranked in the, you know, they're like top 10, top 15 in the country. They lost to Montverde Academy, who, if you know Montverde, that's a top five, not even necessarily a real high school, in Florida. So that's another team that's ranked top five in the nation pretty much every single year. So you got two losses to elite national juggernaut powerhouses, and then they did lose to McEachern by 23. But that is a game where Isaiah Collier, their five-star point guard, did not play in that game. So that's your three losses for Wheeler right there. And what has Wheeler done other than that? They beat Kell by four earlier this week. They beat Buford, who was number one at one point in the season. They beat them by five. They blew out a top 10 Fayette County team by 29 points. So the resume is there. They beat Grayson by 2 points to start the season. So that is why they are, you know, still the top dog. And, you know, it's up for debate because you're looking at Shiloh, who is undefeated, and Osborne as well. But Wheeler, when you're talking about the teams that Wheeler has lost to, and the circumstances surrounding that, that is why Wheeler is still number one. But you're right, Osborne and Shiloh, they have as good a case as anybody to be that top dog. But for now, it's you got to kind of take it from Wheeler, especially when they've won two state titles in a row. Nothing's going to be handed to you. You got to take it away. To be the best, you got to beat the best. And no one has been able to do that in Class 6A against Wheeler.
All right, folks. And that is why we go to this guy. He's keeping on top of everything high school basketball. Like you said, there are several events around the area that are set to be played today. They've had to maybe rearrange some games. I hope this last game in the new gym over at Campbell is going to come off. This Tri-Cities McDonough game is at 6:30. I hope that matchup is still on. That sounds like a really good one. But it's a day full of great matchups in high school basketball. Hope you, the streets are clear where you are and allow you to get out and watch some of this action. Kyle, thank you for getting up and spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah, feel better, man.
You hope you feel better.
I appreciate you guys.
Get some comfort food.
I hope to get the roads cleared so you can get out and about, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. You guys be safe and enjoy some basketball for me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.